On the porch, little Alfred let out a yell. Yee! Way to go, Mom! She walked back to the porch. Her shoulders sagged and her eyes seemed troubled.
I hate getting mad. I just hate it. But what can a woman do? I discipline the dogs when they're bad. And it's only fair that I do the same to the cat.
Her lip began to tremble.
But sometimes I think I'm turning into a wicked witch. Just look at me.
Then before our very eyes and ears, she sang a song. No kidding. Here's how it went.
This morning I thought our Hank was a villain. I screamed at him, chased him, and wanted to kill him. I hefted a snowball and managed to drill him. But what is a woman to do? I've hinted to Loper to tie him up tight. The beast, after all, isn't overly bright. But tying up dogs just doesn't seem right. So what is a woman to do? My needs are so small, just order, that's all. The same as you'd find in a school. If I dared relax and ignore these attacks, the powers of darkness would rule. Spilled out like a boiling vat. I know it's my job, but I feel like a rat. But what is a woman to do? They test me and try me. They make me a cop. But if I don't do it, then where will it stop? This ranch is my home. An asylum it's not. So what is a woman to do? Am I losing my touch or asking too much? After all, I'm not running a zoo. I'd rather not nag. They all think I'm a hag. But what is a woman to do? But what is a woman to do?
Pretty spooky song, huh? I thought so. I mean, let's face it, she had mentioned my name, right? And that made me nervous, even though I had changed my ways and become a model of good behavior. When she'd finished, Sally Mae beamed dark glares around the yard, then let her gaze drift down to her son.
And that goes for you too, young man. This is my home and we'll follow my rules. If that makes me a wicked witch, so be it.
The boy nodded.
Okay, Mom, but you're not a wicked witch.
A smile tugged at the corners of her mouth, and her eyes softened.
Thank you, sweetie, but you're probably the only one on this ranch who thinks so.